Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Chasing Purdy and now third and goal. Purdy. Jennings with a catch. Touchdown, 49ers.
They bracket him coming.
That's Joe Buck, Troy Aikman, ESPN on the call last night, Monday Night Football, as Brock Purdy throws five touchdown passes as the San Francisco 49ers blow out the Colts 48-27. George Kittle, seven catches for a 115, including one of the five TDs. That was Jennings had one. D-Rob, you're a boy. From the Ravens a couple years ago, Nolan, he had one. Christian McCaffrey had a couple of TD receptions. He also rushed for 117 yards. So San Francisco, who had clinched a playoff spot the day before, now breathing down the neck of Seattle, possibly for the number one seed in the NFC. 49ers have won five in a row, and Brock Purdy got hurt this year. He had a foot injury that kept him out for a while. But he's starting to slowly but surely, maybe not playing as well as he did 2 years ago when he and Lamar were battling for MVP, but, you know, Brock Purdy is a playoff-tested guy. He's been to a Super Bowl, been to a couple championship games. Their defense is banged up, but as we saw last night, their offense, when they're clicking, they can bring the pain.
And we'll see what happens these next 2 weeks, because they do have the Seahawks in Week 18, which would be amazing if that was for the number one seed in the NFC. Bears this coming Sunday, so really daunting next two games. They do have the benefit of both of them being at home, and we know the Bears game is prime time. Well, I'd imagine Seahawks will be as premier as you can get for Week 18. But I got to give them credit, just because, again, I said it during the Dirty Dozen, why they were so high up for me, is that they're doing a lot of this after losing significant pieces this year. And in recent history, we'll call it the Shanahan era, they've had years where they were completely sunk by injuries. And they would happen early and they never recovered. Well, this year, that's not the case. McCaffrey's been even better than I thought he would be coming off injury. They're legit. And I think they have the benefit of, at least for now, not being talked about as much as the Seattles, the LA Rams, the teams like that, or even the Bears being a surprise team up there. They're kind of lurking in that next tier down, even though they could compete with those other three teams. I think that's good for them.
Hey, and we've been talking when Vinny was here. Like, they quietly look at this, man, 9-4. 10-4. They're 11-4. They're just quietly just stacking these. Where Jacksonville's like, hey, look at them. 49ers just stacking these wins and stacking these wins. They got a proven coach in Shanahan. And like Brandon Ayuk hasn't played a snap for them this year. Pearsall was hurt last night. But here they are. Just keep charging along.
And if they somehow make it to the Super Bowl, which is entirely possible, they don't even have to worry about the Chiefs waiting on the other side.
That's right.
They're kryptonite in the Super Bowls. They might actually get it done.
And I believe the Super Bowl is in Santa Clara, isn't it?
Good point, yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. I need to make a futures
bet on
that. NFL Lunch, Bob Andy, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope's on the other side of the glass. Vinny's on vacation for the next couple of weeks. Let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore. Trippy, thanks for holding. And, you know, I'm not on InstaFace. I'm on Facebook. I just troll Twitter for sports information. But apparently you were on Instagram, you know, getting yourself noticed a little bit there. Explain to the audience what the hell we're talking about.
I wasn't trying to be noticed. I was just, you know, I like to, you know, I'm gonna talk crap when we lose, but I'm gonna keep it real with them too. So I just told Lightly, like, come on, man, you know, the flock wants to see another home game. You know what I mean? Two games, but we gotta hope the Browns win. So
now, what did he say to you? Because there were some expletives. So keep in mind, we are in an FCC regulated media outlet. But what was his response, and what was he trying to say with his response to you?
I think, well, from what I heard, he was saying, like, you know, this S is, you know, F or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
I think what he was trying to say is, I think he basically trying to say, like, this season just been, like, a whole blur for real. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he wasn't saying, like, we ass. You know what I mean? He was basically saying, like, the season been ass. Like, if you think about it, right, like, and then I see some fans trolling them talking about, well, you were part of the reason and all that. But, like, I mean, things happen, you know what I mean? If the referees ain't scammed us, you know what I mean, maybe we might not be in the situation. But let's be real. The Ravens put themselves in the situation, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I wanted to say something real quick. Hey, Nolan and Bob, I don't know if y'all go to church, right? But if y'all did go to church and Harbaugh was the pastor, How many of them church members you think still be going to church right now? I think the church would be empty. What you think?
You're not bowing at the altar of Harbaugh. Thanks, Trippy. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and the family.
I think a lot of people would be asleep.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Yeah, try to explain. So what was that psalm that you just said? Can you explain it to us again? Let's go to Cliffy in White Marsh. Cliff, what's up?
Yeah, I might not be able to call you guys until Christmas, but Merry Christmas to both of you.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. Now, you know, I dissected everything that the Raven fans called in to say about, you know, the anti-Harbaugh stuff. And he's been here a lot of years and probably could be time for a change. I'm not naysaying that, per se. But, you know, I watched the game, especially the fourth quarter. And when you get a quarterback, like their quarterback, as hot as he was, and he took pressure, too. He had two quarterback hits on both sides of him. And he completed a ball 18 yards down the field. He threaded the needle. And when you get a quarterback, Terrell Suggs told me that one time I saw him out. And I said, yeah, you guys lost the Bengals. And he said, Cliff, with Carson Palmer, when you get a quarterback of that kind of caliber that's on like that, there's not one thing you can do about it. Now, the Ravens did have an opportunity to get off the field a couple more times in that second half. But you know, we just missed making a play. I mean, Wiggins dropping that interception. I mean, they just have to make one play. You can't blame it on any one thing. It's just not working out for the Ravens. Now, Bob, I was watching, before I let you guys go, I was watching the Detroit-Pittsburgh game Sunday. And Pittsburgh, to me, is like Duke in basketball. They can go on the road to your barn and get any call at any time, but you'll never get one on their field. That touchdown pass that the kid from Detroit caught, that they called pass interference on, that was the most least egregious offensive pass interference call. Pittsburgh never defended the play from the snap. The guy, they blew the coverage, and the guy was just wide open. And I'm just saying, Bob, Tomlin must be smiling like the cat that ate the canary, because everything is working out for the Steelers. And it looks like they're going to win the division.
But I'm just saying, things go terribly wrong or terribly right, and that's the two different coaches in this thing. One, it's going wrong. The other one, it's going right. But that's all I got, Bob.
All right, Cliff. Have a great holiday, man. Merry Christmas to you and the family. It looked like on the St. Brown touchdown, a pick may or may not have happened. But I don't think it. We've seen much worse not called in that situation. The second one, same guy, which turned out to be a lateral to Goff. And was there really definitive evidence that? Because I noticed on that one, the play came in a little bit later.
Just the strange
play in real time, you know?
Strange play all around. I don't know. I my takeaway from that game wasn't that the Steelers were getting calls. My takeaway from that game is kind of what I mentioned earlier when we talked to Brian Bacco, is that this team's actually kind of legit, or will put up or should put up a fight in the playoffs. Like, I think if they get in, and they are going to get in as the AFC North winner, you're not going to look at the AFC North as, that's the pushover. Just get them. They don't even belong here. Get them out of there. Pittsburgh's history in the playoffs suggests that they would be a pushover, but I'm not going to overlook them. And depending on the matchup they get, which as of right now, I don't know who it would
be. I think it's the Chargers.
That's a winnable game in Pittsburgh for sure.
Well, again, just to double check. Yeah, Pittsburgh, the four, would host L.A. the five.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got the tiebreaker over the Bills.
Right.
L.A. So does.
If it ends up being Buffalo, I would change my tune
quite a bit. I'd pick Buffalo big time in that
but,
game.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think that you could view them as, say, the NFC South, where it's like, Panthers, Bucks, neither one really scares you, you know?
Yeah, right now, if that happened, Carolina would host San Francisco. And the 49ers are, what, 4-point favorites? Probably 5, something higher than that, maybe?
Yeah, 4 at least.
Yeah. We'll come back. Well, they're not. The teams we just mentioned aren't going to be part, I don't think, of Nolan's Feeble Five. He gave the Dirty Dozen, led by Seattle, earlier in the show, as Vinny's on vacation for the next couple of weeks. Now we get Nolan's Feeble Five. We're the 5 worst teams in the National Football League. AJ Gersh, Fox 45, talk Orioles and Ravens with him. Funhouse trip coming up, and then Inside Access takes over at 2 here on this Turn It Up Tuesday.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Vinny and Haney's Feeble Five. A handful of teams we wish the Ravens were playing. 105.7 The Fan.
All right, earlier in the show, Nolan McGraw gave us his dirty dozen through 16 weeks of the NFL season, which ended last night, as we just talked about, with San Francisco over the Colts. By the way, the Colts are toast after that great start to the season. Injuries have pretty much derailed them, and Jonathan Taylor. Anyway, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about the Feeble Five. Who are the five worst teams in the NFL? As we're going to keep telling you, Vinny's on vacation for the next couple of weeks. So Nolan's going to be doing all the heavy lifting when it comes to lists and such. All right, Nolan, let's get to it. The Feeble Five, the five worst teams
all right,
in
coming
the
in,
National Football.
Of course, number one here being the worst. Only time you ever say number one is bad, but that's the case for the Feeble Five. We'll start with the not so bad, or at least the best of the rest here. The Browns are number five for me this week. Put up a fight against the Bills, came up just short. But look, they have been trash all year, expected to be garbage all year. I'm fascinated by Shador Sanders. Again, I've seen, out of these five starts, I've seen sparks of something that would prove my predictions wrong, because I was not a believer in him. But it's gotten to a point now where I'm like, I think you just make him the guy heading into next year. Just cut out the headache of searching for a quarterback and just put your assets into the guy who at least looks somewhat like he could do it.
I mean, there's not even a guy, at least I don't think, that's even regarded the way Cam Ward was coming out of Miami last year as a quarterback prospect. And they have Fannin, the tight end, who's had an outstanding year, a young kid, losing Judkins. And we were talking earlier with Chris Easterling, the anticipation is he'll be back. But when you dislocate an ankle and break your leg, there was no damage, thankfully, to the knee. He could use a wide receiver or two to help out, maybe some O-line assistance. But, yeah, I'm with you. Why not?
Yeah,
we're always Shador, see what he's got.
Over Judy, for sure. I mean, he's not a one
no.
at this point.
Nope.
Might not even be a two, but we'll see. But number four here for me is the Jets. Talked about them during buy or sell. No interceptions on the year. Trying to already made history for 15 games in a row. They might have a chance to go a full 17 games without one. But we'll see. Yeah, you lose to the Saints. Who, I mean, maybe a little respect to the Saints
they
here.
Won three in a row,
but,
yeah.
But still, that was, out of all the games on the Jets' schedule this year, there's only so many that you could circle as a potential win. That was one of them, and they didn't get it done.
And talk about a team with a quarterback problem.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm finally tapping out on Justin Fields. I thought he could be that guy. He's not. I don't know if the kid from Missouri is going to be that guy, but the Jets, that's a laughing stock franchise.
Number three is the Cardinals, another three-win team here. I mean, quarterback issues all year long. Even if Kyler Murray was healthy enough to play the full season, and even if they didn't bench him even towards this later portion, although it is injury. It's 100% injury, right? At least that's the excuse they're going with.
Kyler Murray, yeah.
Yeah. So,
taking a hard time recovering.
Yeah. But let's say that he was healthy for all the season, majority of the season. They have more than three wins, but I don't think it's that much more.
Yeah, I think they're ready to cut bait on Kyler Murray. And think about it. James Conner, who's been out for most of the season with an injury, he's older now, even though he's been very effective throughout his NFL career, fighting cancer, by the way, when he was at Pitt as a collegiate player. Marvin Harrison Jr. has been somewhat of a disappointment given his status coming out of Ohio State. He was supposed to be the next great thing at wide receiver. He's not even the best Ohio State receiver to come out over the last 3 years. Where's the hope if you're a Cardinals fan, for sure?
Right.
And our coach is toast, too.
That's kind of like the Tua thing where you want to move on, but you're going to have to take a financial hit with it.
Big
so
time.
Your chances of then rebounding quickly are slim to none. I mean, I'm not saying don't move on by all means, but unless you, I mean, you'd have to hit on a draft pick right away for that to work out.
And
I mean,
again, a weak quarterback draft, yeah, with all due respect to Fernando. Maybe Kyler Murray can call the A's and see if they still have room at the end where he was a top 10 pick there.
Number two this week is going to be the Giants. I held on for a long time. I still like Jackson Dart. I believe in him quite a bit. But as an entire team, definitely deserving of being here. And he didn't play all that well either. So,
well, we're, they have neighbors who's hurt. Are we buying Jackson Dart?
I am.
Tracy, the running back, looks like he's got some upside there.
I could be way off on this, but again, this year's rookie quarterback class, so you said Cam Ward, we talked about Shador. It wasn't great to begin with, but I think the highs that Dart showed this year are higher than any other rookie, in my opinion.
He reminds me of the Shuckster.
Shuck, yeah, he's come on late.
Yeah, they're kind of similar. Maybe Dart's got more physical tools, I guess.
Yeah. But you just got, I mean, protect yourself.
Yeah.
A little bit.
But with the Giants, I mean, they got Thibodeau. I don't know, has he been a bust? I mean, Abdul Carter mispracticed, and he had the breakout game. I think he screwed up a couple of times Sunday, and they're lost to Minnesota.
He's got to step it up.
They got Burns. Yeah. I think there's more talent potential than with the Jets at this stage, for instance. But, I mean, if I'm a New Jersey football fan, because technically they play in New Jersey, I'm not overly optimistic about either team right now.
Right. And don't move on so quickly. I mean, I think this is a case of them just needing a good coach and then see what that does for them. I mean, because Daboll was, there was an argument that he shouldn't have even lasted into this year.
Right.
But then with the rookie quarterback factor, they're like, oh, he's going to save his job. That was never going to happen.
No.
Never. And number one, you could probably already guess who it is, the Raiders. They belong here. Got pummeled by the Eagles a couple weeks ago. Here most recently, another loss for them.
They hung
Texans.
Around.
Yeah. They did hang around. But again, they've been, there's really no redeeming qualities outside of a couple individual pieces, which to be fair, you could say the same about the Giants. But that decision to go with Smith as a quarterback, Genty being as disappointing as he has. I mean, there really hasn't been anything to hang your hat on this year. Sure, Bowers is nice. Sure, Crosby's nice as a pass rush. But outside of getting Pro Bowl accolades, there's nothing going on there.
That was, at one time, the Raiders, one of the premier franchises in all of professional sports, when Al Davis was at the height of his powers. And tradition of excellence. That was them, commitment to excellence, and the Orioles were a tradition of excellence. And, you know, the Orioles have had their ups and downs for sure. But the Raiders used to be a lock to get to the postseason and contend for division supremacy. And they had, what, the one-off with Derek Carr, or a couple of times they made the playoffs with him. And then the one year he wound up getting hurt, he couldn't even play. But they used to be the franchise that teams, they were striving to be like the Raiders. Now I was like, don't be the Raiders.
Actually, now that I look at the schedule here, big game this Sunday, not for the playoffs, but for the number one overall pick, the Raiders and the Giants go head-to-head this Sunday.
Ooh,
both sitting on two wins. It's in Vegas.
Wow, let's go Giants.
Yeah, both teams 2-13 right now. Depending on what happens, I mean that should decide who gets the pick right there.
Feeble Five. Does Pete Carroll coaching in 2026? Some talk that he might be one and done there.
No.
As well.
And he's not a guy that I would want ushering in a new era with a rookie quarterback. The Geno thing made sense because of their past history. Sure. and stopgap. That all made sense. But I don't want him grooming whoever the next guy is.
But it's Feeble Five led by the Raiders. So Seattle's top of the dirty dozen, Nolan style, and the Raiders on top, bottom, if you will, of the Feeble Five. We'll come back. AJ Gershbox, 45, talk Orioles and Ravens with him. Funhouse Trip, Inside Access takes over at 2. It's Turn It Up Tuesday. Bob Andy, Nolan McGraw, Mike Tope here on the...
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Less than 2 months from pitchers and catchers. Joining us now to talk about both of those things. He's the sports director. He's Fox 45. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show AJ Gersh. AJ, how you feeling?
Bob and Nolan, how are we doing? Happy holidays, my friend.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Happy holidays to you. Before we get to the Ravens, let's talk about the Orioles. Remember, we spent 6 months wondering what the hell happened to them as their season finished in last place. Now we're kind of revisiting that with the Ravens, who had even bigger expectations. But again, we'll get to that in a second. Mike Elias took a lot of heat for not doing enough prior to 2025. He's been doing a whole hell of a lot since the end of the 25 season, heading into the end of the calendar year of 2025. AJ Gersh, how you thumbs up and thumbs down? And Mike Elias, the work he's done, results remain to be seen, obviously. But has he filled enough needs? And what else needs to be filled that Oriole hole, of course?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like 2025, fans in Baltimore are kind of just ready for a rinse and let's turn the page into a new year, right? Between the Orioles and Ravens, it's been a little bit of a disappointing year, but I feel like as we're heading into the end of the baseball offseason, I give Mike Elias a hearty two thumbs up so far, and as he said, there's still work to be done, and I think I believe him this time around. Now, he said that years, multiple years in a row, that he has a lot of work to do, and you know what? This season, he's done a lot of work. You bring in Pete Alonso on a deal that I think is actually friendly to the team, looking at his numbers and comparing them to some other guys who probably will get and have gotten more money. For a guy who hits plus power, plus doubles, he's getting better at first base. Nice deal on that. And then you bring in Shane Boz for a handful of prospects who you don't know what you're going to get. Obviously, you don't want to get rid of guys who you haven't seen, like Caden Bodine and Slater DeBrun, but those are prospects who are what they are. They're prospects, and you don't know what they're going to turn into, and you never do. Like, you know, you see Heston Kerstad, number two overall pick, can barely sniff the major league roster heading into 2026. So I like taking a gamble on shipping out prospects for a controllable starter. Now, you have a fifth starting guy in the rotation position open that you still need to fill. Yeah, Tyler Wells is coming back. Probably will be full speed. You got Cape Povich. But if you're Mike Elias, you want both of those guys in the bullpen. You want Cape Povich to be your lefty long reliever. You want Tyler Wells to be your setup guy for Ryan Helsley, who he also brought in this season on a nice deal for a closer. But you got to get that number five starter. And there are some guys out there. Maybe you get a top of the rotation starter and shift everyone down. But if you fall in the market on a guy like Framber Valdez or Suarez, then you could bring back a guy like Tomoyuki Sugano or Zach Eflin to fill out that number five role.
And that's all great in theory, and I'm with you. You get the top of the rotation guy, slide everybody back. That's just me. But Mike Elias, again, doesn't ask for my opinion. But in the outfield, in particular center field, Colton Cowser had a dreadful year offensively, as we know. Got hurt in the first series against Toronto. Never really got it together. Are we satisfied with him in center field defensively? And how much of a bounce back could we expect from him offensively, where there were a lot of K's on the back of that baseball card?
Yeah, you know, I feel like with the case of Colton Cowser, it always stinks to get off on a bad foot to the season, or I guess in his case, get off on a bad hand as you slide into first base in Toronto in the first series of the year and hurt yourself, right? And that just kind of set him back from what really, in my opinion, I thought should have been an American League Rookie of the Year winning campaign in his rookie of the season. I think he got snubbed by the Yankees pitcher out there. But I don't think that he's a bad defensive center fielder. Now, is he going to be Cedric Mullins out there? I don't quite think so, but I don't think that he was quite as awful defensively as everyone said that he was last year, having watched pretty much every game and covered pretty much every game. Now, the bat, on the other hand, is a different story. I think, as I was alluding to, it's very tough to mentally bounce back from an injury like that when you're coming into your second season with some really high hopes after a great rookie year. You hurt yourself, you're in and out of the lineup pretty much for the first half of the year, and then he just never caught his stride. He had one really good series down in Tampa Bay where he hit a couple of home runs in the middle of the season once he came back from his injury. But then after that, like you said, he was a strikeout machine. Do I think that the Orioles could upgrade at center field? Yeah, absolutely. But do I think that they need to? I think they'll give Cowser the opportunity for one more season as the full-time guy, and then you can assess from there.
Hop over to the Ravens here real quick, and we're on Lamar Jackson watch again this week, although for slightly different reason. The injury is very well known at this point. The past month plus, it's been mystery lower body injuries and even an illness last week that caused him to miss at least one practice. They're back out there today. Are you expecting to see him, even though he's considered day-to-day with this this back issue?
Yeah, you know, I don't think I'm expecting to see Lamar Jackson. Just, you know, he's six straight weeks now with practices where he's missed at least one of them. But in the case of Lamar Jackson, I think at this point in the season, you can't rush him and you can't expect him to practice 3 days a week. He's been in and out, like you said, but he needs an extra day rest. If the Ravens are going to want to win against the Packers, obviously, yes, Lamar Jackson gives them the best chance. But with Jordan Love and maybe even Malik Willis washed a little bit banged up for Green Bay, you can win with Tyler Huntley and hope that the Browns pull out a sneaky one in Pittsburgh to make a Week 18 matchup mean something. But I'm not holding my breath for Lamar Jackson to be at practice, I'll tell you that much.
Now, the other big topic of the day, obviously, John Harbaugh's job security. He was asked directly about it yesterday, kind of shot it down. I mean, he answered the question, to be fair, but, you know, wasn't going to give you anything juicy, I guess. A lot of people here, a lot of listeners, they want him gone. I think more of the media is starting to turn, but let's say hypothetically he's out after the season, they miss the playoffs, and they use that as justification. When the Ravens go to hire that next head coach, do you think that they would maybe target someone who is a rising coordinator, meaning someone that will call plays themselves, or would they get maybe another delegator CEO type like Harbaugh's been?
That's a tough question. Wasn't quite the fully established delegator CEO type that he's grown into over 18 years. But I do think that if for some reason Harbaugh is out at the end of the season, that they will go young and they will go with a coordinator. You saw with the Harbaugh hire in 2008 that Steve Bisciotti and the Aussies of the world aren't unwilling to take risks on a young coordinator. And very clearly that panned out with a Super Bowl victory under John Harbaugh. Now, you know, a guy like Kubiak could be someone to look at with the history of the Kubiak family in the Baltimore Ravens organization, with Gary being the coordinator for the Super Bowl winning team. So I think that they'll go young, and I think that they'll take a shot on, hopefully, in Steve Bisciotti's eyes and Eric DaCosta's eyes, getting a guy that they could help grow into one of those CEO, delegator, you know, operator of the team type of personas like John Harbaugh has grown into over 18 years.
AJ Gersh, Fox 45. AJ, appreciate the time. And you and the family have a great Christmas, happy holidays, and we will talk to you, if not before the new year, we'll talk in 2026. How's that sound?
That's right. Happy holidays. Happy New Year, guys. And enjoy with your families as well. Take care.
There's AJ Gersh, everybody. We'll come back, reset the program for you, actually put a bow on it, because coming up at 2 o'clock is Inside Access. We'll be back tomorrow for Woman Crush Wednesday. Tease that a little bit as well. Ravens back in practice today. And as AJ just talked about, Nolan brought up Lamar, even when he's healthy, not practicing. I don't think we're going to see him this afternoon at one winning drive. We'll do our keys. We'll come up with our own keys. No limit turnovers, win the line of scrimmage, that sort of thing.
Huntley be Huntley.
Yeah, right. Your common sense stuff. Right. You know what I mean? We'll get into all of that good stuff and more. And who knows what happens over the next few hours for our sporting world. Maybe Mike Elias will have a new starting pitcher under the Christmas tree.
Early Christmas gift?
Yeah, Suarez, slide everybody down. I'm cool with that. Or Valdez, whatever.
Well, we completely neglected to mention it. Today's Festivus. We didn't even celebrate that.
Oh, a Mulatalo Festivus?
No, Seinfeld aluminum, Festivus? Aluminum pole, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The, what is it?
We didn't air our grievances.
Air our grievances.
Well, I guess we did. That was how we should have opened with Harbaugh. We're airing our grievances with him.
Yeah, I got a lot of problems with a lot of you people.
Just Harbaugh.
Trust me, old Bobster wanted to air some grievances. We'd be here till 6 o'clock. But either way, we're going to keep it positive for sure. Mike Pope's with us for the next couple of days, doing a hell of a job. So, Nolan, as we get ready for Inside Access, want to take a trip through the funhouse real quick?
Let's do it.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Start with this one here. Texter says, just seems like no one on this team ever gets angry. They only get mildly upset. Can't remember the last time I saw Harbaugh or any player leader, coach leader, whoever, actually tear into somebody on the sideline.
Now, getting angry means demonstratively pissed off, flipping things, throwing Gatorade, screaming at teammates, that sort of thing. You got to figure they're stewing. And maybe in the confines of the locker room when there's no media around, maybe there is some constructive criticism that goes on. But it's not, I mean, Lamar will throw a helmet every now and again, but if they're not pissed off, I don't know what to tell you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And you can't sit here and criticize the fans for being spoiled. Kyle Hamilton learned that hard lesson a few months ago. I mean, if you're mad, be mad at yourselves. You put yourselves in this situation.
I completely forgot about that.
Man.
That feels like 2 years ago.
Right. He backed that one, or backtracked on that one big time.
Texter here says, I hear Nolan with a couple reverse jinxes today for this coming weekend, trying to dub the Steelers already AFC North champs. I see what you're doing, Quick Draw. We got nothing to lose, I guess. We beat the Packers. Let's not pretend like all of Baltimore won't be on Shador Sanders' bandwagon come Sunday afternoon. But maybe it is on to baseball season. What the hell do I know? That's Brian and Timoney.
And I tell you what, I'm going to be following Shador with great interest on Sunday. Win or lose for the Ravens coming up Saturday night. The thing of intrigue is going to be, who's the quarterback for the Pack? Love's in concussion protocol. Willis has a shoulder. Mm-hmm. And we don't know if it's going to be Lamar Jackson. Kind of leaning towards maybe not.
The NFL is just steaming themselves after that schedule change.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But, you know, if it's the third string quarterback for the Packers and Snoop Hundley, who quarterback playoff games for the Ravens, who knows, man? Spread right now still in favor of Green Bay 2.5.
Let's see. Another one here says, biggest mistake you guys made this year was actually crowning this team as the best roster in franchise history or being truly Super Bowl caliber. They never were. You look at a lot of these losses here. How could anyone say that this was a team capable of winning 11, 12, or 13 games? It's not going to happen. Your guys' expectations, a lot of people's expectations, were way too high.
Yeah, I'll plead guilt to the best roster they've ever had sort of thing. But how many games have they won the previous two seasons coming into this year?
That's the thing. Is all right, in hindsight, yeah, we were wrong. No, nobody's going to sit here and say that, this team is actually better than the seven wins that they're sitting here with. No, they are who they are, but the roster is almost identical to what they've done the last couple years. And they've just regressed across the board. I would flip it back to you and say that if you were predicting some mass regression down in the 7-8 win territory after what we've seen with the roster the last couple of years, you would be the crazy person. You're right.
Sure.
In what we saw, but there was nothing over the past couple of years to say, oh yeah, this team's going to absolutely crumble. I mean, maybe you could say, oh, they'd step back and they'd win 10 games and maybe have to struggle just to win the division. No, nobody saw below 500.
And by the way, this isn't a purple Kool-Aid Baltimore-only expectation. They were the leading odds makers, had them as the top Super Bowl team going into the season. They won 25 games the last two regular seasons coming into this year. But to see a flat line like this, nobody expected that for whatever reason. The two big weaknesses, O-line and pass rush, lack thereof, those were the main concerns coming into the year, and they turned out to be even worse than we anticipated.
Right. Even then, I mean, O-line, all right, we would say, all right, Stanley get banged up a couple times.
Yes.
We're missing that true swing man. But that shouldn't be enough to sink your season, and yep, it did.
And then Uwe got traded away with zero sacks, and he's got seven with the Chargers, who are well on their way to the playoffs. That's going to do it for us. Inside Access coming up here in a matter of minutes. From Mike Pope, Nolan McGraw, and Bob Haney, we're back tomorrow. Woman Crush Wednesday. We're going to be chock full of stuff, including your phone calls. We're going to hear from the assistant coaches, coordinators, talk today. So we're going to hear from Monken and Zach Gore. So stick around for that. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.